The unemployment rate incrementally declined to 8.9% in February, which is the first time it has been below 9% since April 2009. And the good news doesn't stop there. The economy created around 200,000 new jobs last month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on February 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate of 8.9% for February, which was 0.1% lower than the previous month. That decline in the unemployment rate, which was down to a level it hasn't seen in almost 2 years, was the result of a workforce that only expanded by 60,000, but 250,000 more people were employed in February than January, and 190,000 fewer people were unemployed. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy grew by 192,000 jobs in February after growing by only 63,000 in January and 152,000 in December. But factor out the 30,000 jobs eliminated at all levels of government, and the private sector job growth last month was 222,000. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector grew by 70,000 in February, which was double the 35,000 job growth in January and a truckload better than the 4,000 new jobs in December. Manufacturers added 33,000 new jobs last month after adding 53,000 in January. Durable goods manufacturers added 10 times the number of jobs as non-durable goods manufacturers, despite being less than double its size. The construction sector, which was down 22,000 jobs in January, was up 33,000 jobs in February. The number of jobs was up in all subsectors except one. Non-residential building was down 2,000 jobs, while residential building was up a similar amount of 2,200. Mining and logging added on 4,000 jobs in February, the same amount it added in January. The pace of job creation in the service-providing sector picked up in February with the addition of 152,000 jobs last month after adding only 33,000 jobs in January, but still not as good as December's addition of 163,000 new jobs. The retail trade sector processed a lot of job returns in February with a decline of 8,100 after adding 30,600 in January. The professional and business services sector was up 47,000 jobs in February after rising by 35,000 in January and 58,000 in December. Computer systems design and related services added 4,200 jobs in February after adding 7,000 in January. Management and technical consulting services brought in 6,600 new jobs last month on top of the 5,400 it added in January. Developments in the education and health services sector were consistent with past trends. It added 40,000 jobs in February after adding 24,000 in January. The very seasonal educational services added 4,000 jobs last month. The healthcare and social assistance component added 36,200 new jobs in most major subsectors, with home healthcare services adding 7,500 jobs in February after bringing 3,200 new jobs on board in January. And the party resumed in the leisure and hospitality sector since it added 21,000 jobs in February after popping the party balloons, a decline of 3,000 jobs in January. And as previously noted, the total number of government jobs was down by 30,000. There was no change in the number of federal government jobs. State government was reduced by 12,000 jobs, and local government jobs were down 18,000. This February employment report from the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics, along with other recently published reports, tell a story of a strengthening employment environment, although many employers are still wary of making a commitment for new full-time positions. And could the home housing market be coming back? Although much of the construction sector strength is likely weather-related, residential building was up while non-residential building declined. And at the same time, the number of jobs in the real estate sector grew by nearly 5,000. It's really too early to tell, but these developments could foreshadow trends to come. And as we mentioned, the number of manufacturing jobs grew, and this was for the fourth consecutive month. Machinery manufacturers were up strongly, with 9,200 new jobs, and this bode well for the continued future growth for the entire manufacturing sector. Clearly, the employment economy is improving, but just how much and how fast remains to be seen. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.